77 WABC.
It might be Saturday morning, but it's no day for rest.
About 4 years ago, I put in a deck. It's in nice shape. Should I seal that?
I've been getting this constant leak in my basement every time it rains.
I have a stamped concrete pool deck. Some of the corners are starting to chip.
They say work around the home is never done. That's why Lou is here to help you through it. Now here he is, your host for the next hour. He's kind of like a doc. And a little sleepy, sneezy, bashful, grumpy, happy, and, well, dopey. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
You know, I can see you when you're smiling when you say dopey. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Say hello to Bruce. Nick is manning the controls, and Lindsay is producing this morning. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm great.
Nice to see you this morning.
Yes,
be
you
with
too.
You today. We have a lot coming up on today's show. Remember that caller? We had, well, of course you do because you booked this.
Yes.
We had a guy last week call. I was speaking with a lady about, I think it was a lady, speaking about some water that was draining into her basement. And we were talking about her driveway and it was pitching and she wanted to caulk it. And anyway, I was giving her some advice. And then this guy who works for this company called Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. He's like, hey, you know, you got to do this. You got to. And he was 100% right. I just didn't go that far in the conversation. Which,
he showed you.
Well, I mean, I didn't. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. Here on House Smarts, my goal is not to be a know-it-all. I know a lot, but I don't know it all.
That's
and when
what
I don't
about you.
Know it, believe me, I've been married for 28 years. I don't know.
Oh, I know. I'm married as well.
But right.
You, and when I can find a way to be right, which,
yeah,
I mean.
Right. In 28 years, I've been right. I'm holding up my hand and two times. And I think the one, I can only really think about the one time. And I, but
you
I'm
just
sure
told me the
there's
one time the other day and it made me laugh. What was it?
What was it? Because I do remember the other one. The other one was my wife used to always take off her nail polish when we first got married.
Oh, that's the one that
that's
you were,
the
we
one.
Were just talking about.
Yeah.
This the other
my wife used to take off her nail polish in bed. And I was working construction, right? So I was. Go, 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 go. And when bedtime comes, you just collapse. You're just done. Anybody that works construction for a living, I see these men now and women that are out there, and I think that is just hard labor, especially when it's hot, hot and humid, or when it's freezing cold, and these people are just, you know, sweating their bananas off when it's really. Anyway, I go, you know, that smell is awful. And we were newly married, you know, and you're still sort of trying to feel each other out, you know, like. Where do you,
hey,
know.
Honey,
right.
Just to let you know, that really
I had
stinks.
Just, I had just gone through the no longer using Crest toothpaste.
Oh, I
because,
don't know this story.
Well, she uses Colgate, and that's what she would buy. And I was always
switch.
A Crest guy. And so, you know, as a married couple, you're like, oh, I guess I'm using Colgate.
So weird. I just buy what's on sale.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the daughter of an endodontist.
I don't.
You have no, like, loyalty to your, you
toothpaste?
Change your toothpaste
no.
Every time you go shopping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't buy the ones with the little, like, specks in there, because I did hear that those get stuck in people's teeth these days.
Wait, this is the woman that used charcoal in her teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was one phase. Then I go to the next. Right now I'm on Prevident, which is a prescription toothpaste. Sorry, this is what...
This is a home improvement show, and if you call us at 800-848-WABC, I'll answer your questions. What were we talking about?
The nail polish.
And the nail polish, and knowing when I'm wrong. Or knowing when I'm right. And so I go, you know, you're going to spill that bottle on the nightstand. We had just, our first major purchase as a married couple was a bedroom set. You know, a queen size frame. And we still have it. It's like in a spare bedroom. And you're going to spill that and it's going to ruin the finish. I'm not going to spill it. I'm not. And probably months went by, right? And then there she'd be, taking her nail polish
off.
She's
like, ha ha, see,
right.
I didn't spill it.
And I'm like, you know, and so I was just like, okay, I'm just going to put up with the smell and. What is the brand? I can picture the bottle. What's the brand of the, like, the major brand of nail polish remover? Do you know?
No, but I mean, acetone is probably what.
Well, that's what's in it,
yeah.
Right. But it's kind of a, opaque yellowish bottle with a red label.
I want to say it starts with a red label?
Kind of a reddish label. Anyway, sure enough, one night I'm going to sleep and I hear, oh my gosh. And the smell now is wafting right in the bedroom. And I go, oh. And I go and I grab a rag, and as I'm wiping it up, there comes all the finish off the top of our brand new bedroom furniture. And so I knew enough as a young married man to just say, well, we're just going to have to refinish it. Like, I didn't say I told you so or anything like that.
Pretty smart,
right?
That you knew it that early on.
That's why I've been married so long. Mm-hmm. And so that was the one time. I can't remember the second, but it's there, I'm sure. Anyway.
Bring it home.
Back to the guy, the waterproofing guy. And he's given us all the stuff. And I think that it's important, especially it's raining. People get problems in their basement. This particular company, I started to do a little research on this guy. Oh, yeah, I work with this guy for a long time. We're going to talk to Robert Lanfranc, who is the owner of Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. I did a little research on their company, and they do home inspections. They do this mold remediation, which is a big deal. Full-service waterproofing. We'll learn a little bit about their company coming up. And then in our quest to find you new products that I think you're going to love, one of the things that if you ever came to the Manfredini house, if you were ever invited, you would notice that when you walk up the staircase of our home, we have, I guess it would be 100.
I was going to say, have you ever counted those?
No, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Years ago, my wife worked for, she was babysitting before we got married for a family that she used to work for. And the gentleman that lived in the home was a photographer. And he had all these pictures in his stairwell of his kids. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, like they kind of walk up the staircase. Well, when we bought our second home that we live in now, I had that same idea. And so we started to frame all the pictures of our family and like special events in our lives. I have a photograph of my grandfather, whom I never met, who was in the Italian cavalry. And he is standing in front of this railing inside some building, like posing with his riding chaps, I guess. But he also has all these medals that are part of the framed photograph, which someday I need to go to the Italian consulate to find out if I can find out what these medals are. I never met my grandfather. But that picture is centered. It was a picture when I was a kid, was in our home that I remember vividly. And when my parents passed away, I inherited this photograph. And it's in kind of the center part of this collage of pictures of my family.
I don't know I know, but I don't know if I know that picture.
Oh, really?
But
I'll point it out to you next time you come over. It's really sweet. It's I'm named after him. His name is Luigi.
Hmm.
So I have all these photos. It's a big deal, these photos, to hang them and to put them up there.
Keep them straight.
And to keep them straight, which drives your OCD crazy. And this is something I like do all the time. I'm constantly...
Right.
But for me, the reason I like straightening them out is that it reminds me to look at them, right? Because when you go up and down the stairs, go get the laundry, blah, 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 you know. But every now and then I will come down and I'll stop and I'll look at a beautiful picture of our daughter Carmen, who's 22 and living in L.A., and there she is when she was 8, right? So it's very sweet. Anyway, our Noodaloo 2 is going to help you potentially achieve the same thing. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's go to Brooklyn. We were just talking about water leaking, and Jacqueline is on the line. Jacqueline, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. I spoke with you last week. I was the last caller on the program, and you had asked me to hold on because the show was running out of time. I didn't know if you had finished telling me everything that you wanted to regarding my issue.
Remind me of your question.
The water coming into the apartment of a two-family brick veneer over cinder blocks.
Oh, right. So, I'm trying to remember what I told you, but the fact that you have these houses connected, and the fact that, if I'm remembering right, you said the neighbor is not getting water, correct?
No, they all are.
They all are.
Yeah, you told me to get I needed tuck point. That was one of the two professionals, and
correct,
also a roofing contractor, and I need to have them work on the problem simultaneously. And then you suggested as a resource for looking for those two professionals, NARI and also NRCA.
Correct.
And then that was the end of the program.
Right. So those two, the reason I want those guys to work in concert is I think what your issue is above the windows where the brickwork, the veneer comes over the top of the windows,
mm-hmm.
is something called a lintel. A lintel is a metal beam or angle iron, whatever it may be, that actually holds the brick over the top of the window so that mm-hmm. you can see out of it. It sounds like to me, based on your description, if I'm remembering this question exactly right, where you've tried all these other things and you've got a porch, right, that comes across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's completely exposed.
Right. And I think that there's some problem with those lintels, that they're either pitched back towards the home,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's causing that water to come in. And a tuck pointer is actually going to have to come in and remove the brickwork over the top of the windows
mm-hmm.
And reset those lintels and then put the brick back. And there may be a flashing, Jacqueline, that has to occur or be redone as well up at the parapet walls up top, which is something that the roofing contractor will help you with. Now, there are roofing contractors that are tuck pointers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be something that that you could look for as well. And that you'd find at the NRCA website. That's the National Roofing Contractors Association.
Okay.
So you just plug in your zip code there in Brooklyn, and you'll get members there that are close by.
Okay. And the brick veneer, now the lintel, does that look at all like an I-beam?
It does.
It does, okay, because the ceiling was all exposed from, you know, the whole ceiling.
Yep.
The drywall from the ceiling had come down, and you could see where the water was actually coming in from.
It's typically, you know, depending on the there's many ways lintels are made. Sometimes it's a piece of angle iron. Sometimes it's called a C-channel, and they'll weld a metal plate on the bottom,
hmm.
And then that goes across. The only reason I know about that is that I started my construction career as a welder. And that's what I used to make, is lintels and columns for basement steel and that kind of stuff. So I'm very familiar with that construction material and how it's used.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also familiar with the fact that it can be a huge problem when it comes to leaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, then hopefully that solves the issue.
Do me a favor. Once you talk to these people
uh-huh.
and hopefully get this solved, call us back.
I
want to hear what the resolution is.
I will certainly do that because, like I said, this has been going on, you know, since...
For a long time.
Yeah, 50
right.
years, and it's
right.
terrible.
Right.
Anyway, what would be interesting if you were to research your ancestral history on the program, Who Do You Think You Are, and do some research, and maybe you'll go to Italy and find out about your grandparents and all that.
Well, I mean, I will tell you that I'm a first-generation U.S. Born in my family.
Uh-huh.
So my parents both immigrated here in the 50s. So I still have a lot of family there. And my mother, my late mother, was she was very involved long before there was, Ancestry.com, before
right.
that. So she used to do all that stuff. And I have a sweet Aunt Rose who's in her 90s who tells me all these stories about growing up. So I have a nice history going back to about my great-grandfather, who was ironically a general contractor in Italy.
Oh, isn't that something? Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So. Well, you may want to do a video or certainly make a record of all of this information.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, because it goes when we start to lose our parents and our grandparents and stuff, that history is gone. And
exactly.
It's good to preserve all that.
Right, right.
Well, keep listening because our Noodaloo 2 coming up is going to also help us keep those memories as well. Jacqueline, good luck and thanks for calling
Thank
back.
Thank you.
800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Hey, have you heard of Wet and Forget Shower? It's made by the same people who make Wet and Forget, which can clean everything outdoors from your deck to your boat, your stadium roof. And now they have a version you can use on your shower or bath. The best part is that it's easy to use as every other Wet and Forget product. You just spray it on today and rinse it clean tomorrow. Now, it comes with a remote sprayer that makes getting into hard-to-reach places super easy, and it speeds up the application. Once a week after you shower, you just spray it on your shower surfaces, including faucets, tile, grout, ceramic, shower curtains, even glass doors. You know, I gave them an idea. I saw them at the ACE convention.
Mm-hmm.
I want the bottle that they're talking about is like, it's got a handle, and it's got a spray bottle,
yep.
and it has a little hose. You can hold a bottle and spray, and it goes like crazy.
Yeah.
But if you're in a regular shower, that bottle's kind of big.
Right.
I want a bottle, smaller bottle, with a hook that I can hang on the shower
like
curtain,
that.
Right? Because the way you do this is naked. They don't say that in there.
That's right.
But
Add
you,
it.
Right? Clean your shower in the nude. That's what they should, that should say. That's what it should be. It's so safe, you can clean your shower in the nude. That could be on the T-shirt.
Oh.
Charge these people
visual.
More money. No scrubbing. Make cleaning easier. Naked. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at your hardware store or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. You're listening to Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. More of your phone calls when we come back.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building.
With Lou Manfredini.
You're going to be singing tomorrow, tomorrow. I love you tomorrow.
Right here on 77 WABC.
Concrete jungle is made of. I love this song. Welcome back. I can sing too. That'll be the next show. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. 800-848-WABC is our phone number in Jersey City. That's where Bob is. Bob, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
I had asked last week, a faithful listener, a skunk repellent.
You got a couple of choices. Our friends at Bonide make a skunk repellent. There's also a product called Repels All that works very good. And then do you know specifically, like, is this skunk coming back to a place, the same spot every time?
Yes.
Okay. There is, because of the time of year we're in, there is a motion-sensing sprinkler that I love. Called Spray Away, and you hook up your garden hose to it, and you set this thing up where the skunk keeps coming. Is it coming under a porch, or what is he or she doing?
No, onto a porch.
Onto a porch. Put that Spray Away motion sensing sprinkler right there, and when he or she comes up there, it's going to blast it with water. Not going to harm it, but it's going to scare the you know what out of it. And
yes.
After the second time, it's not going to come back.
And I say, nothing that's cat friendly.
I'm sorry?
I say the neighborhood also has a lot of cats that...
Well, it'll do the same for the cat. I mean, if the cat...
Whatever.
I mean, here's the other thing, too, Bob. If you walk in front of it, it's going to spray you, too. So
yeah.
If the neighborhood wants to get rid of you, it could work as well. All right, give those things a try, and I think that you're gonna be able to control this problem altogether. They also make this product called Sonic Spike, which I like. It's not really designed for skunks, but I think it could work. You put batteries in it, and you put it in the ground, and it makes this little chirping sound like that, and it's actually a rodent in distress, and it's underground, and they can hear it. But we can't, and the skunk problem is really, it's just exploding how many skunks there are. It really is something else. When I walk the dog, now I won't walk the dogs at night.
Oh, really?
I do it at dusk, and even then I see them walking around the neighborhood.
Well, so are your dogs on leashes when you walk them?
Oh, yeah.
And they still, I mean, how would they spray your dog if they're on a leash?
Well, because all of a sudden they put their nose in a bush,
Oh. And
they're in that bush. Right? You're walking along the sidewalk.
I don't want to jinx myself, but it has not happened to me yet.
No, when we're walking, the one right in our neighborhood, there's a neighbor that has all of these hostas around their trees, and my wife has seen skunks coming out of those hostas. Okay. Well, the dogs go over there, and Enzo lifts up his leg, and all of a sudden, you're the skunk in there. What are you doing? You're peeing on me. I'm going to spray you.
Gosh.
Right. Oh, it's the worst.
The worst.
800-848-WABC. Should we take one more call before we do our noodle loo, too?
Sure.
All right, who do you got there? Let me see. Let's talk to Larry, who's at Staten Island. Larry, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Pleased to be with you. I'm doing the basement over, and I'd like to know what type of fiberglass we use down there. What's the real purpose of it? And do you put it up against the wall, or do you put it a few inches away to let it breathe? I had some mix. You know, I wasn't sure where to put the...
We're talking about so you're going to frame out your basement.
Right.
Okay. So here is my, There's a bunch of different opinions on all this, okay? But I've finished out a lot of basements, and I have been back to those basements 30 years later, and they still look great. And this is what I've done. I frame out the wall. I keep that framing about an inch away from the wall, and and there's a reason, because I want air to breathe back there. Now I'm assuming, Larry, that you have a dry basement, right?
Oh yeah, but okay. It still gets humidity down here.
Yeah, right. So now you're going to frame it, then you're going to use a craft faced insulation, right? So it's a paper on one side, that's your vapor barrier, and you're going to staple that to the inside edge of the 2x4s that's her framing. Now on each run of the wall, okay, so you've got a long wall, let's say 20 feet long, you know, along one side.
Right.
On each end of it, over on the right and over on the left, as I'm looking at the wall, above your base trim, I want you to cut in a cold air return. And you can have that cold air return either open and close, or you can put one of those magnets over it in the wintertime. Other than in the wintertime, I want those vents open because I want air to circulate back behind there. Capiche?
Gotcha.
And that way, any moisture buildup there, we got a little the ability for the air to come out there. Or if it's really humid, like we've had those super humid days, and you put a fan down there, you could even stick a fan in one of those vents to blow air in, and it'll come out the other end to control the humidity. In the wintertime, you can buy these magnets that are over the top of that, and you can seal them up because you may feel a little bit of draft there. Just make sure that those vents are open all the way to the wall. There's no insulation around that. You do that, you drywall it, you trim it, and you're good to go.
I'm putting in-wall dehumidifier. It's innovative. There's another one called Ultra Air. Would that help on it too?
An in-wall dehumidifier?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm only going to use that in the summer. Keep it around 45% to 50%.
Well, it'll be running like crazy, 45. You know, in a basement, the reality of it is if you can get it to be 60% and you know, 55 to 60, that's pretty good. But any fresh air you can get into that is a good thing, and any dehumidification you can do down there is a good thing as well.
Gotcha. Do I still need the – if I use the dehumidifier, I still got to go with that fresh air intake you're talking, right?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, look, fresh air is always a good thing, and I think that if you can introduce any kind of fresh air – it's only going to benefit you down the line for sure. Larry, thank you so much for the phone call. I just got to move on to my Noodaloo 2 in before we have to take another break. So I love the photos. I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. And one of the things that I've noticed, and this is me being an old man, that I've been around long enough to know that I was like, why does my cell phone need to have a camera? Like, that's how long I've had cell phones. And now, of course, like all of you listening, Lindsay included, I have hundreds of photos on my phone. What if there was an easy way to take that photography and turn them into pictures you can hang on the wall? Well, take a listen.
One, two, three,
I love my kids. Who doesn't like their kids? I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't like my kids. What I'm trying to say is we all like our own kids. We love showing off pictures of them. Our phones are at the ready to show off their latest, cutest picture or milestone moment. However, if you're like me, these pictures don't always make it on display at home. It's time-consuming to pick out those photos, blow them up, and put them in frames to be displayed, especially if you have to hang them. Those things can be super annoying. All of these reasons combined are why I love our new Noodaloo 2. Mixed tiles. Mixed tiles are 8-inch by 8-inch square foam tiles on which your pictures can be printed. These super lightweight pictures have adhesive tabs on the back to stick them to the wall, damage-free, and they can be stuck and restuck again and again to change the design. The tiles cost $49 for your first three, with each additional tile costing $9. Shipping is free on all orders. You just download their app, select the photos from your albums, input your payment information and address, and then push order. The tiles will show up at your doorstep within a few days. Easy peasy and a great way to display your fam or your adventurous life or whatever you want to show off. And a fun personal way to cover some wall space without spending a fortune on fancy art. For more information, you can visit mixtiles.com. There's a little how-to video they have on their site. You can download the app or check out Lou's Facebook page where I'll put all of the information. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
My sister-in-law works for Walgreens. She's an executive for Walgreens.
Right.
And I had these mixed tiles that they gave us some samples. Lindsay, I sent her some pictures. You did some pictures of your kids. Cute picture of you and your husband, David, right?
That was a good picture.
Really good. It really is. I showed my sister-in-law, look at this. You can do this off of your phone, and you can do all these different things to put these pictures on. She goes, well, you know, Walgreens does that. I go, they do? And, yeah, but ours is wood. Well, I looked at it, and it's not exactly the same thing. I will say that this is not an inexpensive proposition.
It isn't, but it is.
Okay.
Keep going.
The foam core, they take the picture, they put it right over the top, and then they give you double-sided tape on the back. And what size?
8x8.
8x8. They're really nice. But three photographs are 50 bucks.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's $8.
Nine,
right?
However, okay. So we got 12.
Okay.
And total, it would have been 140, I believe.
Right.
My math.
Okay.
So, but then I think, so, okay, we have the wall that we actually demoed this on. There's a video on your Facebook page showing.
It's great. Look, you don't have to sell me because.
No, but listen. So this whole wall, and it's been empty. We've been in this house for 3 years, my family and I, and we can't find anything to put on there. Well, we put those 12 on there to demo. And my husband, after you left, was like, you know, those looked really good there. We should do that.
Yeah.
So he approved, which is huge. It's $150. If we went to some art place, if we got a piece of art, way more expensive than $150.
And that is the perfect way to think about it. You're absolutely right. That that if you did go buy a beautiful piece of, I remember that going back to when my wife and I first got married. You know, there are these moments in your life, although it's changing for couples, like when you buy your first dining room set, you feel really grown up, or your first bedroom set. And now, you young people, you don't want a dining room set. You don't want china. You don't even have china.
We have china.
You have china.
That's a bad idea.
Right. Don't buy china. I have china, too. So, and we use it. I'm like, oh, we never use these. Anyway, what was I talking about? The photograph. I remember when we bought our first piece of artwork. Like, it was expensive.
Yeah.
And we hang it proudly, and we really like it. And it was by an artist and blah, 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 blah. It's an art fair or whatever. And these are, I cannot tell you. If you were to do a wall of these with different pictures of your family, it will be one of the most special, unique things you've ever done. And you're right. When you compare it to that, and you have this beautiful wall, in particular, as you get older, you know, we change them out with different pictures, and you add new pictures of a family vacation or whatever, and you see, you know, I have a son who's almost 25 years old, and I've got pictures hanging on the wall when he was 6. And 5, and when Max, our son who's 17, was born, it's awesome.
Right.
Go to my Facebook page, check it out, Mixed Tile. The website is mixtiles.com.
The app is better, though, to check. The website doesn't have much on it because you need to go to the app.
The app is better.
Yeah.
And you get different choices as well. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk with Robert Lanfranc, who is the owner of Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. If you've got a wet basement, you want to stick around. But first, let me tell you about Wet and Forget. It's the easy outdoor cleaner. It's now available in rapid application hose end with up to a 30-foot reach. Easily clean annoying black streaks on your roof without getting on a ladder. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio, right here on 77 WABC.
Water and electric, and a place to drain the septic. Any KOA is A-okay, as long as
who is this?
You.
Casey Musgraves?
Casey Musgraves.
Love her. Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. So last week, we were talking with this lady who had a problem with her driveway, and I was talking to her about repitching it and having somebody come out and repitch it. And then this guy driving in calls me up, and he works for this company called Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. Joining me on the phone line right now is Robert Lanfranc, who is the owner of that company. Robert, whoever, I can't remember the name of the guy that called in, but you either need to buy him lunch or give him a raise, because he couldn't have said more nice things about your company and the stuff you guys do. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Lou, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. When I was talking with this lady who had this problem, you know, I didn't go the complete route of going all these different things. And your employee said, well, you know, it could be this, it could be that. And I said, you're absolutely right. And I should have talked about that. And so the interesting thing about waterproofing when it comes to your basement and doing a little research about your company, you guys have been around a long time. The technology and what you guys are using now to waterproof people's basements has changed exponentially since you started, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the industry now for 25 years, and it's come a long way.
Tell me a little bit about your company.
Well, we're a company that specializes in basement and crawl space waterproofing, mold remediation anywhere from the basement all the way up to the attic, foundation repair, and just some basic remodeling. We service all of New Jersey, and we've got a great reputation, and you know, we're really growing and moving in a great direction.
The idea behind waterproofing basements, certainly it's been around a long time, but it's a big focus now, in particular when we're talking about new home sales or, you know, people moving into newer homes, and inspectors are keying in on this as well. I have to imagine that that has been a boon for you folks, as well as the whole issue of mold, because, you know, where, you know, back in the day, you know, my generation and older would be like, ah, it's a little mold, it's fine, don't worry about it. But younger home buyers with younger kids, as they should, are very worried about mold, and that's got to be a big part of your business, I would think, remediation there.
It actually has exceeded waterproofing in volume, and yeah, it's a very topical issue, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. You know, they still don't know a lot about it, but they're learning more and more every day. I go to a lot of conventions and seminars, and but yeah, people are very concerned about mold. Actually, usually more concerned than the water, but you know, you can't have mold without the water. So you,
right.
You know, most people that were, you know, that we're servicing have, you know, both problems. And that's when I opened Healthy Way, that was the whole goal here, was to provide our customers with one-stop shopping. So we
right,
can get in
right.
Take care
no,
of
and it is true because, you know, I've met a lot of waterproofing contractors around the country, and many of them will focus on the waterproofing part, and they're very good at that, but they don't get into the mold. And I'm like, gosh, it sure seems like those two things go hand in hand, right? I mean, the whole reason they're calling you was, I've got water in my basement, and then, man, over in this corner, I got all this mold. And they'll go, well, we'll fix the basement. They got to find somebody else. I'm like, boy, if you could do it all in one shot, that would be great. So, you guys handle the waterproofing. Do you do any? Do you do any structural business as well?
Yes, we do structural repair. You know, things like carbon fiber, I-beams, pilasters, footing underpinning. Yeah, we do all of that as well.
Okay. And then on that mold remediation side, is it the type of thing where you you guys at Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation, do you offer inspections on that? Like if people are, you know, if they're concerned, is that the kind of thing that they can hire you for to come out and take a look and give them an assessment of what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do. People call us, you know, when they have a concern about water, mold, or some type of structural concern. We go out there. Matter of fact, the gentleman you were talking about last week, Michael, is one of my senior inspectors. So Michael or one of my other inspectors goes out there, does a thorough inspection of the, you know, of the issue. And then we explain to our, you know, we try to really educate our customers so they understand what's going on. And then we'll provide them, you know, solutions. Sometimes there's only one way to fix it. Sometimes we can offer them, you know, options.
Right. Right. And I would imagine, based on what you're telling me about how busy you are, part of the problem is that, you know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, when people have this problem, they want to fix right away. And I'm sure that you've got a little bit of a backlog. You know, if somebody were to call you now and say, hey, I've got a waterproofing issue, and you came out and assessed it and came up with a solution, what's kind of the lag time that they're talking about before they could get that work done?
Well, what I tell all my customers is that from the time they, you know, sign the agreement with us, it's about a 3 to 4 week waiting period before we start. And the main reason, it takes, you know, on average about 2 weeks just to get the permit.
Sure.
A lot of people don't know that permits are required for this type type of work. A lot of people in our industry don't disclose that to their customers,
right,
so they can get in there faster. But Healthy Way, will, you know, permits are required. You know, we take care of them, and then we get the job done.
Well, your boy Mike was very good, and he was very thorough. And when I, as I mentioned, I did a little research on you guys as well, and I did come away with the fact that you seem like a group of people that like to do things the right way, which are people that I like to promote because that's the way I run my businesses as well. So I appreciate you talking with us a little bit. Robert Lanfranc is the owner of Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. If they want to get a hold of you guys, Robert, how do they do that?
You could call our toll-free number, 888-492-9658, or check us out on the web at healthywaynj.com.
All right, stay dry out there, my friend.
Thanks, Lou. Have a great day.
Take care. I appreciate you joining us this morning. It's true, though. You know what? He's right. This is, I tell people this all the time when it comes to hiring contractors. There are only a handful of good contractors. I don't care where you live, in Jersey, in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, you name it, you got to find those people and you got to be willing to wait for it. And to the point when he says, hey, you got to get a permit for all this, we're doing it all on the up and up. We're this is a company like others like them, whether it's a roofing contractor, a siding contractor, a kitchen contractor. Those are the people you got to find, you got to be willing to wait for, because then when it's done, will you pay a little bit more? Sure, because the other guy's named Chuck and he's driving a truck and he's going to come out and, oh, yeah, I'll put some roof tar on there, you'll be fine. You know, that's not going to work. You want people to know what they're doing. So find people like this and then stick with it. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Give us a call. We've got about 10 minutes or so left in the show. I'm happy to see what I can do to help you out before we have to go. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
Ready for the summer.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to Lou Manfredini on 77 WABC. Are you ready
for the fireflies? I think we got to, it's not summer anymore.
Yes, I know. Well, you know what? I looked at my list and I thought, what is this rejoin? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's play it.
Are you ready for the fall?
We
need to change the song. Welcome back. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's talk to Doug this morning. Hey, Doug, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm Doug Sitel, S-I-T-T-E-L, and my YouTube uploads.
All right, Doug. All right, Doug. How about we talk to Xavier, who's in Jersey. Hi, Xavier. You're on 77 WABC.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good.
The question is, my daughter-in-law has glass sliding doors in the shower. They're brand new. Maybe a year old. And there's this film cloudy buildup, and she's done everything to try to remove it, does not want to relieve. Is there anything you suggest for that?
Yeah, I got the best stuff for you. I met these guys at a convention, and they make a powder called it's called Bright and Clean, and it's B-R-I-T-E and Clean. A lot of Ace Hardware stores carry it, but you can also buy it online.
Okay.
What it is you sprinkle it on. You take a microfiber pad and, Xavier, you take a microfiber pad and you sprinkle and you get that wet and then you squeeze it out. And then you put this powder on the microfiber pad and then you go on this glass and it is amazing. The guys that invented this, it's out of California. They're glass guys. Okay. So this is what they do. They cut and make glass, whatever. And they had the same problem. He created this concoction and it is bar none the best. Cloud remover from shower doors you've ever used.
Oh, my daughter-in-law is going to love to hear that. And, Lou, before you leave, the name of the nail polish remover was Swish.
Swish.
That was the popular one.
You might be right.
60s, 70s, all
Swish.
The way.
Wasn't the other one Q-Tex?
Q-Tex, yeah, but Swish
Q-Tex.
Was the dominant one.
Q-Tex, yeah. All right, good. All right, you and I will talk. Listen, if you and I ever meet in a bar, let's not talk about nail polish remover, all right?
That's
people
sure.
will start
Great
talking.
Show, Lou. Keep it up.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Sandra is in Brooklyn. Sandra, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad I got in touch with you.
How can I help you?
Yes, I have a problem with bed bugs. I want to know the best way of eliminating them without breathing in the different sprays. Especially now that I'm using fans and air conditioners.
Yeah.
Like if I use the diatomaceous earth,
yep.
I'm afraid I'm going to breathe that in.
Well,
my fan.
Okay, but the diatomaceous earth, you know, you can actually use that in gardening. That isn't for you. Actually, when you look at diatomaceous earth, which don't ask me to spell it, it is a natural product. You know that they actually mix that in with feed for like livestock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bakery goods too.
What's that?
They also, I heard it's in your breads, you know, in the bakery they use.
Yeah. So here's the thing with bed bugs. There's no easy, if you want to stay away from the sprays will help you, but they're not going to do everything. If you've got an issue in a specific room, in a bedroom or something like that, any fabric that you have in there, you need to take large plastic bags, put everything in the bags, seal them up, right? And then you need to go and you need to wash it all in hot. Now, you may ruin some of the stuff, but you need to, when you're transporting all this stuff, you need to transport it sealed in a bag. Then you're going to take a vacuum cleaner with a bag, okay, not a bagless unit, and you're going to vacuum everything, the corners, the windows, you name it, and you're going to look. If you've got a big bright light, you're going to use a big bright light to get it all, and then the mattress as well, vacuum it, and then that, I really would like you to spray that and then put a cover over the top of the mattress, okay? There's like these giant covers that you can buy. There's one called Protect-A-Bed, which comes in, you know, queen size, full size, king size, whatever. Put that on the mattress and zip it up. And then that you're going to use for the rest of your life. You know, you're going to put your sheets over the top of that and it'll be fine. If you do that combination of stuff and wash everything down and clean everything, you're going to be able to probably control this problem. A little bit of spray would help. Our friends at Bonide, they make a bed bug spray that works very well. And we'll do a nice job. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We got one more call I think we can do. Here's Pat in Caldwell, New Jersey. Hey, Pat, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a waterproofing problem in my basement, and I caught the name Healthway.com.
Healthy, here, hold on, listen to this. Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. Healthy Way, the website is healthywaynj.com. Healthywaynj.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We ran out of time.
77 WABC.